The water wasn't hot, but at least it wasn't ice cold either. Soap and lather, scrub and scrub, it took a major effort to remove 6 weeks of dirt and sweat. Movies arrived, including Rhapsody in Blue, Buffalo Bill, and Our Hearts Were Young and Gay. Stars and Stripes, Yank, and Kangaroo Chronicle brought news of the outside world, not as welcome as one would have supposed, because the news from the Pacific showed that the war there had a long way to go. This ignited rumors that the 101st was going to be shipped to the Pacific for the big jump on Japan. On February 5th, Easy moved into the line as the 506th relieved the 313th Infantry of the 79th Division in the city of Hagenau. The population was nearly 20,000, which was big for the paratroopers in Europe. Carentin had about 4,000 residents, Mourmelon about 4,500, and Bastogne maybe 5,500. Hagenau lay astride the Moder River, a tributary of the Rhine. Easy's position was on the far right flank of the 506th, at the junction of the Moder, and a canal that ran through town to cut off the loop in the Moder. "Our position was somewhat like a point into the German lines," Lieutenant Foley recalled. Easy occupied the buildings on the south bank. The Germans held the building on the north bank. The river was high, out of its banks, the current swift. It varied from about 30 to as much as 100 meters wide. It was too far to throw grenades across, but close enough for machine gun fire and mortar fire. Both sides had artillery support. A few kilometers behind their lines, the Germans had a huge railway gun, probably a 205 millimeter from World War I. It fired shells as big as the 16-inch naval guns that had supported the Americans at Utah Beach. The paratroopers moved into buildings that had been occupied by the 79th Division. Webster and five other members of the 1st Platoon took over a building at the juncture of the Moder and the canal. In keeping with the best airborne tradition of relying on madmen instead of firepower, Webster wrote, six of us with one BAR relieved 18 79th Division doggies with a water-cooled 50 and an air-cooled 30-caliber machine gun. The 79th Division men told 1st Platoon that this was a quiet sector, no offensives by either side, but Webster noted that they left in a hurry after the briefest of briefings. The building the 1st Squad of 1st Platoon occupied was a wreck. Sections of wall had been blasted away, the roof partially removed by mortar shells, all the windows broken, the floors ankle-deep in plaster, bricks, and broken glass, the banisters ripped off for firewood,